Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Now, our next guest is going to attempt something quite mad. Peter Bracken is a former professional rugby player, and along with his friend Mikey Smith, also a former professional rugby player, they're planning to drive around the country in 24 hours while singing a song in each of the counties, all 32 counties. To explain this better than I can, Peter Bracken is on the line now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Tell us about this mad adventure you're going on, where you're going to drive around 32 counties singing 32 songs and all to raise money for a great cause.
Yes, Dave. Yeah, so myself and my friend Mikey Smith, we're taking on a challenge over the weekend of the 18th to 19th of September. So we're going to drive all 32 counties of Ireland in a fully electric car. And Mikey's going to sing a song in every county. He's going to sing a song on the hour and sing a song every time we pass through a county border.
Okay.
And we're doing it all in the aid of Rare Diseases Ireland, which is an umbrella group for all the small charities for the smaller rare diseases of Ireland. So there's about 50 charities involved in Rare Diseases Ireland.
And why would you have chosen that? I mean, it's a very worthy cause, and obviously the rarer diseases tend to, you know, be, as you said, a little bit more niche and specialised, so they maybe don't get the funding. But have you guys individually have any experience with rare diseases, and you have a reason for choosing that charity?
Yeah, well, we all know people with rare diseases. So there's myself and Mikey and Wayne Brennan. Wayne is a photographer, and he has a friend with a rare disease as well. But personally, myself, my ex-wife, Rachel, has Addison's disease. So, you know, she lives with that on a daily...
What is Addison's disease? Because, I mean, obviously, its nature is that it's rare, so not everybody would know about it.
Yes, and there's only about 30 people in the whole of Ireland with it. So it's an autoimmune disease. So pretty much the hormones and they kind of shut down and you die if you're not treated.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's basically a hormone version of insulin. So without daily medication, you die, but once you have it, you can live a full life or whatever.
Okay, that's good news, yeah. But like anything, the treatment of Addison's disease needs funding, and, you know, this is why you're doing it, to raise funds for Rare Diseases Ireland.
Exactly, and do you know what? Look, in the Western world, in Ireland and whatever, you shouldn't need to go out trying to raise money, begging for money, begging governments to actually give what I feel is a human right to people, you know, medication to keep them alive and keep them healthy. And, you know, unfortunately, all these charities, whether it's cancer or mental health or across the board, you know, I feel you shouldn't have to have organizations fighting your corner, but unfortunately you do. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help them as much as we can to fight their corner.
Okay, well, let's talk about the practicality of the undertaking then, Peter, because you're going to drive 32 counties, as you said, over the course of a day or so, 24 hours.
Yes.
Now, the nature of Ireland seems very straightforward, that you would begin in Galway, and I know the lads at Connolly Motors in Galway are giving you the electric car, but you begin there and you make your way clockwise around the country. But would it not be the case that that'll take you around the coast? Well, what about all the Midlands?
Well, that's it. Yeah, we're actually starting from Connolly's in Ballina.
Oh, sorry, Ballina, County Mayo. Yes, I see that. Sorry.
Yeah, in Mayo, and finishing in Connolly Motors in Galway.
That's where my confusion was. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and as you said, we're going clockwise. So we go up kind of straight to Sligo, Donegal, across the six counties down to the Pale, and then across to the Midlands like Westmeath, Laois, Offaly, and then we're heading a beeline towards Waterford, and we take in the east coast, then across the south basically,
okay,
and then up the west.
So not completely clockwise. Clockwise with a bit of a skew ways into the Midlands and then around you go.
Yes.
And is the idea with the electric car, has that got any role to play in the sense, are you trying to complete the whole thing in the electric car on one charge, or will you be charging on the way, or what will you be doing?
Yeah, we'll be charging along the way. And I suppose the whole point is to prove that electric cars can do the job. They can do the job in Ireland that any petrol or diesel car can do. And there's plenty of charging in the country. It always needs to improve, and it is improving all the time. But I find people are a little bit wary of the electric cars because they think they're going to get stuck or whatever.
Oh, it's that wonderful phrase, Peter. Range anxiety. Range anxiety.
There's no, it's an absolute myth. It's only range anxiety until you start driving an electric car. And then that goes pretty quickly after a week. And, you know, so basically you could, we'll be able to drive this challenge, 32 counties of Ireland, in the same time it would take to do a petrol or diesel car, because you can drive, electric cars can go 400 kilometres now at the moment, and the ID4 Volkswagen that Connolly's are giving me, it'll do, you know, 400 kilometres. So you're talking 5 hours of driving, really, before you need to charge.
Absolutely.
And then you charge 45 minutes for an hour. But if you're driving petrol or diesel, surely if you're driving safely, you'd need to refresh and, you know, have something to eat, go to the toilet or whatever. So if you're driving safely, you need that rest anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah. So
Now, come here. You're a former rugby player. Mikey, was he a former rugby player too?
Yes. So we both played for
Connacht,
but we missed out on playing with each other. So Mikey left Connacht the year, and I arrived the following year. So we got, we both played professionally. And then since then, Mikey's gone into music, and I've gone into all things environment, really.
Right. Well, look, hopefully, and thankfully you've chosen something like the ID4 that has enough room, because I wouldn't like to try and fit, you know, two rugby players and Wayne and all his equipment to making videos and photographs if the car was any smaller than an ID4.
It's a big SUV. It's massive.
Yeah.
And again, look, electric cars aren't going to save the world on their own. Like, if you can walk, walk, and if you can cycle, cycle, they're always the best options, or use public transport. But, you know, some cases people need a car, and there's good options out there. So thanks very much to Connolly's to sort me out with the car.
And come here, what about Mikey? Like, it sounds great that he'll be singing the song, and I think as you hit county number 26, you'd be like, will this fella ever shut up and like put Dermot and Dave back on the radio? Like, how are you going to be feeling then at that stage?
Well, tough tiddly. Yeah. Mikey signed up for it, so he's not backing out. I'm not going to let him back out now. No, we did a bit of a trial run over a weekend a couple of weeks ago and we did it for our local autism charity here. And we got around the 32 counties, and Mikey was singing. And, you know, look, it was tough going, but we plugged away and we got good reaction and people enjoyed it. And Mikey's a good singer, so people got involved, and we said... But after that, we said to each other, I reckon we could do this in 24 hours.
All right, so you're just adding challenges left, right and centre. Well, look, I'm glad Mikey's a good singer, because, God, I wouldn't want to put your ears through it if he wasn't. But Peter Bracken, the main question people want to know is, how can they follow you with what's going on, and how can they donate?
Yes, we have two special... Facebook page and an Instagram page, and both of them are Peter Tries 32 Counties, and it's Peter Tries, and try T-R-Y as in the rugby try.
Oh, yes.
I used to play rugby. And that's Facebook and Instagram. The donation page will be on there. And you can also go ahead directly to Rare Diseases Ireland, RDI, and you can donate there as
Brilliant.
Well.
Well, Peter, we wish you and Mikey and Wayne the best. It's a great thing you're doing. And as you said, raising awareness and funds for rare diseases is very important. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for telling us, and best luck with the trip.
Thank you very much, Dave. Love what you're doing.
Thanks, Peter. All the best to you.
Cheers.
What an amazing thing to be doing. That's Peter Bracken there, former professional rugby player himself, and his friend Mikey Smith's going to be doing it. And Wayne Brennan going to be in there documenting the whole thing. So if you get a chance to donate, that'll be really brilliant, because they're doing something just very interesting and very different.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.